Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Hello, welcome to RRR Season 6, Episode 49.
Mole!
What?
Mole! Mole, mole, mole. I want to chop it up, spit it up, and make guacamole out of it! It's like a representation of an Austin Powers reference, and everything I remember about the episode. So, I thought it was perfect.
Okay.
I thought about doing something with Amazon, but I wasn't sure if you watched it. So, I didn't.
I haven't yet.
I feel awful
because I've heard it's great, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, so, like, I thought about that first, and then, like, I'm like, Mole's my backup. Mole's my backup, and the party planning... Fuck it, forget it. I was going to say, the party planning committing is my safety, but that was, like, an Office reference.
Are you going to watch it, like, as it comes out?
Probably. Like, do you mean, like, instead of binging it later?
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle that. I have to, like, get it out of the way while it's small. Because I didn't even know it was going to be 40 minutes. I was like, fuck. Like,
because I saw the one first up. One? Wasn't the second one shorter? Yeah.
Is there a second episode?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw the first one. Because I, like, saw it went up on where I watched it. And it was, like, 40 minutes. And I'm like, fuck this. I'll come back later. Because I really wanted to watch the Platinum LP I've been watching. And I'm like, I'm not going to wait 40 minutes to watch this episode. Mind.
The second one's 40 minutes, too.
Oh, geez. Yeah, there's no way I'm binging that. I can't even handle watching two episodes of Toku in a row. Like, I'm so fidgety now.
Okay, well, I'll catch up, and we'll kind of just discuss it. Too. Discuss it? Wow. We'll discuss it when our cycles line up.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll need to watch the second episode, so... I gotta find something to watch when it's on, so I'll be good. Okay. But yeah, that, like, I did not know. I thought they were gonna be like maybe 30 minutes. I didn't know they were gonna be that long. I mean, that's like 10 extra minutes, but still, can you imagine all the things you can get done? Like, I don't know. For me, it was like, it reminded me of watching early Hesse when you watch the first episode and you're like, I don't really know what happened. Because, like, there's a lot of questions, there's not really very many answers or a lot of context. Maybe it's just me, you know how much I pay attention, but, like, it was kind of like that. There's some SWAT people, and there's some really shitty-looking monsters. Like, can we just do better at monsters? In general?
Can we just do monsters?
Like, it's like Once Upon a Time's effects. It's like, why aren't we doing better? Why does The Flash sometimes almost look as good as the movies, but Once Upon a Time is like green screen hell? It's kind of like that. Now, awkward silence while I drink water.
Yeah.
All right, time for all the exciting stuff in our lives.
I didn't get any water. I'm upset. I need water.
I have to get more water.
I got this.
This is totally not part of the one-ups, but I meant to mention this before we started. My favorite part of your latest vlog was the part where you go, "Focus!" And then it cuts away. Because it sums you up so perfectly.
I forgot what I was even talking about, but I got sidetracked and I kind of rambled off into something else. Well, and then I got interrupted.
Cat kept walking around you, and you kept getting distracted and getting back on point, and then the dog walked by you, and you, stroked its tail, and then, said something else, and then you go, "Focus!" And then it just cuts to you. That was so funny. I rewound it right after it happened, and then after I finished the video, I went back and watched it one more time, just because it was so funny. It's really it sums up you or just us in general when we're talking about something. It's really funny.
Oh, that's the only problem with doing vlogs and stuff, because, the animals are always here, and I get so sidetracked.
Focus!
I need to pet dog.
Oh, no, dog, I met you.
Look, it's Kitty.
I met you now. Oh, hello.
Or I just keep talking and then Bella thinks something's wrong and then she texts me.
Why are you talking to the computer?
It's okay, Daddy, I'm here. I will make you feel better.
I'll save you from your insanity that you're talking to this box.
You okay?
It's cool. Lick, 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 lick. Thanks, Bella. Anyway.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that. That was funny. Podcast. What
the hell was that?
I don't know. Weird. What was what?
I don't know. It sounded like... Yeah, this was like an elephant. It was a buzzer. It sounds like a buzzer.
I didn't hear it. Oh god, is my apartment haunted by a game show host? First, it was the clapping people that I heard in the middle of the night. Maybe they used to host like a high stakes murder show.
Hold on, what?
Like, I have like this weird. I'm pretty sure it was my fridge because, like, my fridge, when it's like settling, makes this knocking noise. But, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, like weeks ago. It was, like, almost months ago. And, like, I thought I heard, like, lots of people clapping in my living room. And it freaked me out. I didn't tell you about this?
No.
That's for
I feel like I told you about this. Like, and it freaked me out. And, like, I was convinced my apartment was haunted by clapping people. And, like, the next night, I slept on my couch. And I had, like, drifting in and out of sleep because I'd only slept, like, an hour the previous night. And I was, like, having hallucinogenic dreams. No joke. Hallucinogenic dreams of me and Sarah Lance searching my apartment for a bird. So, that's what happened because, like, God, it was weird. I can't believe I never told you about that.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so, that's my life. I mean, it was fun to just hang out with Sarah Lance and look for a bird, like, but... Yep.
Was it a canary?
Probably. We never found it. It's like one of those dreams you wake up from and then it doesn't resolve and you're like, I have to go back! They need me!
I have to find out.
What's gonna happen next time on the episode? I'm never gonna find out. It's like when you dream of finding a toy in a dream and you wake up and you're really sad. You're like, fuck, I didn't find it. This real life? Funfetti or chocolate? It's gonna be a bloodbath. Anyway, this is like the preamble to the one-ups. That was a weird word, preamble. Now I'm all of a sudden thinking of School of Rock. Not School of Rock, Schoolhouse Rock. Is that right? Yeah. They taught you about life? Yeah.
What?
Oh, also, oh, this is one of my one-ups. Wait, let's get to the one-ups, because I'll say more, I'll be spoiler alert.
Okay, one-ups. We're here. We made it.
Oh god, Kat, what are you doing?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, baby.
Why
the... Jesus Christ, y'all are fucking birds.
What?
We're birds? Well, no, I was looking for the bird with Sarah.
Was that me, or...
Huh?
Was that me?
What?
Are you calling me a pervert?
Yes.
Oh, why?
I thought she called us birds.
Is there a reason?
I don't know who you're talking to.
What is happening? Kat has turned into the Joker. You've seen Flashpoint, right?
Yeah.
This is like when Martha Wayne went nuts and became the Joker and just spreading the blood on her face laughing. That's what I'm picturing right now. This is Kat's origin story. As the villain, Kat. She decided to go evil and spell it with a K.
That's like blasphemy. I don't even know what
it is.
Anyway. I'm selling stuff.
Oh, God!
That is my one-ups.
Really?
Yeah, that's really... Okay. Oh, my,
Why do I have arrow over me?
All of the jokes.
They're running.
All of the jokes. I'm trying to put this thing back together. One moment.
Where is the mouse?
Fuck? I don't know. I'll figure this out later. I think I broke it. Anyway. So, what?
Why'd you break it?
It's not intentional.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, argument over.
Could be a difficult one to edit. Hey, stop it.
Anna.
Don't bray at me. Stupid thing. So, my, AmiAmi slash Okibox guy here. And while there's not really anything of note in it, I did get the art book for the Pokemon Adventures manga. And that was easily the greatest thing in that box. It's beautiful.
Just, like, throw all the Toku toys out of the way.
Book! but no, that is really nice. If, just search Pokemon on AmiAmi. I don't even know if it's in stock right now. But if you're a fan of, like, the Adventures manga, Pokemon Special is what's called in Japan, if you're a fan of that at all, like, pick this book up. It's really pretty.
I thought you were going to say, just search Pokemon on Google and have at it. You'll find it eventually.
You'll find it eventually. I don't know. I don't know if any other sites stocked it or not, but I got mine from AmiAmi, so.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, that's really it, like. I've just been organizing shit to sell, and that's been my week, really.
Mine isn't that exciting. I have, like, small stories of... Like, I'm still doing the same stuff. I'm playing Heart Gold still. I have 4 badges? 4? Yeah. And, like, I keep running into, like, hiccups in my team plans. Like, I've never been this indecisive before. Of, like, not only do I want to pick, but then when I pick people, I can't get them. Like, I knew I couldn't get Houndour unless I traded them. I didn't know Slugma was going to be a problem. I had no I think it's because, like, Slugma's in, like, Ruby and Sapphire, and it's, like, then you play Kalos where, like, everyone's in it. So I didn't know that Slugma wasn't until Kanto. And then I didn't know getting Horsea was going to be an issue, because I was thinking about raising a Kingdra. And on Heart Gold, like, you can't get him until, like, forever, unless there's another way to get in the World Islands this early. So I have no idea. Like, I'm enjoying playing it, but, like, I keep running into all these roadblocks and indecisiveness. It's kind of frustrating. And, like, I have a self-imposed mandate to only use Pokemon from that generation, so that's, like, cutting my options. So, my life is fun. I'm catching up on Limitless, because I got kind of behind on that because of other shows, and I really like that show. Yes, exactly. And I really like that show a lot. Like, I'm kind of glad I'm behind on it, because I like having all these episodes and, like, knowing that I just have something to watch when I feel like it. And, yeah, you should watch it. I really like it. And it's kind of just neat that, like, that was a movie that I saw a long time ago, and I liked it, but it's, like, something you never would have guessed would have got a TV show continuation. And, yeah, I don't know. Super, like, neat and kind of innovative with some of its narrative stuff. Anyway. But other than that, like, okay, so today... This isn't even that exciting of a story, but, like, I was pretty excited for that new Ratchet & Clank game, even though I was super bad about completing the last few, but since this one's, like, a redo of the first one. Like, I went out today, I left a little bit early for class so I could go get it, and I don't know why Target didn't have it. Like, what's their problem?
A bunch of ass. Target's the worst when it comes to
video games. At least last
week,
it was my bad that they didn't have Force Awakens, because they didn't have it, and no one did. But, like, I was so pissed because I was super excited to get it and maybe play it when I got home. And so they didn't have it. And then I realized I didn't have my cell phone, so I had to end up coming back to my apartment anyway, because I take my case off when I'm at home, because the case, like, keeps the outside world germs on it. And so the case is in my jean pocket. So, like, feeling it when I'm walking or if I put my hand in my pocket makes me think I have my phone, but I really didn't. I just had the case. So it was just, like, a really shit morning. Like, I didn't get Ratchet. I had to go back to get my phone. And, like, because I went to Target and then had to come back to my apartment, I thought I was going to be late. And then, like, I hit every green light, so I was, like, 15 minutes early. It's like, can something just go right? I would have rather been late than sit here in this hot car. I don't know. That's about as exciting as my life gets, other than I potentially heard the murder of a cat on my roof by a raccoon. I'm not sure. Like, there, every now and then there's, like, noises of something moving on the roof, and I thought it was a raccoon. And then, okay, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but a couple of times I've seen a cat on my patio, and it just kind of hangs out and, like, surveys and whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, it was a cat. That's cool. And they haven't really been able to do anything because there's been the people working on my roof, as Schmidt would say.
The roof.
So, like, the day after they were done, I heard the roof noises again, but this time it was, like, a chase. Like, you could hear it, like, going across my rooftop, heavy footsteps, and, like, really fast, and, like, two sets of footsteps. I sound like an investigator. and then, like, I heard, like, this noise, and then, like, this really deep growling. Like, it scared the shit out of me. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, do I call the police? Like, there's a cat being assaulted. Like,
well, okay.
Like, I would just turn my TV up and try to pretend it wasn't happening, and eventually it went away, and I haven't heard any noises on my roof in a couple of days, and I really hope that the cat got away, but it was really freaky. Fucking raccoons. Why can't they all just be like Sly Cooper and get along with turtles and hippos, you know?
I know, right?
But yeah, that was kind of freaky, and the people that were working on the roof, it's like a whole other story, because I had to park on the street, and it wasn't that bad until like Saturday when I came back, and I made the mistake of getting groceries, because when I left, I had a fairly close spot. I'm like, it's not going to be a big deal. Everyone's going to be gone on Saturday. I get back, everybody's here, and so, like, I had to park 5 minutes away from here, and, like, I had to walk all the way back to my apartment with, like, all these groceries and, like, a backpack full of shit, and then I get up here, and they're blocking my door off, like, the staircase. They're, like, they have caution tape around it, and there's debris everywhere, and there's a guy throwing pieces of roof, like, onto the floor. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to get in? Like, I wasn't about to turn around, so I just kind of slowly walked up and waited for him to turn around and, like, jumped the little caution tape thing. So, that's about as exciting as I get. That's, like, my version of Kevin's stories.
But your life's exciting.
Very exciting. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, other than, like, a Star Wars kick again from The Force Awakens coming out.
I forgot to mention that I found, like, 11 of the 12 new Ranger Q packs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's always one something's missing, isn't there?
I know, and it bothers you, like, to the point where you're wondering, like, is that one in the back? I know if I ask, you're just going to say there's none in the back, but it could be there.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was, that there was something, like, within the last Dino Charge wave of, like, the 12 waves that came out, but there's, like, one thing missing, and you're like, who would just buy this one?
Yeah,
and like, you're, like, launching a mini-investigation in your head.
Who would buy just the Mystic Force pack? Who does that?
Yeah, this is exactly, I was going through the same thing, because I was like, either someone just bought this one, which seems unlikely, or, like, someone picked it up and dropped it, maybe the employee dropped it, maybe, like, I'm, like, making basically a murder board. I'm like, alright, where's this missing toy? It makes no sense. It's always funny when stuff like that happens.
I don't know. So I checked the other Toys R Us near me, and they still had full stock of last year's batch. So I'm going to have to either tomorrow or sometime next week or something venture out to the ones that are a little bit further. Or just wait patiently for them to come on, go online. It's just, I don't want to wait because I just want to get the video out and be done with it.
I haven't been checking much of anything recently. Like, because there hasn't been much out, I've been kind of taking the break of, since Dino Charge was like, bam, 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 bam. It was like nice to just, you know, there's like, what, the Falcon Zord and then this, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like nice to, like, I've been checking every now and then, but plus I'm not that excited. Like you said, other than the video, it's like, this will be the last one until they announce, all right, we're finishing it for sure this time. If only the little goobers hadn't mentioned anything, they wouldn't have to finish shit.
Here's all the extra ones that you keep bitching about. Here's your Spirit, like, Rangers, even though they shouldn't really have keys. Here's Lauren, even, like, though I don't know why a key of her exists.
Well, and then, like, look at the Japan stuff of all the keys that aren't even Rangers. I mean, the frickin' Metal Heroes and the Megazords and whatever in the hell else they're doing. Oh, what is life but an endless hell of Ranger keys?
It never ends here. It never ends there. It just keeps going.
Like, I don't like it in either place, but, like, at least there it's, like, a premium item. And so, but, like, here it makes no sense now other than the fans bitched because, I mean, I'm sure there's still some overflow at some places, but none of my places that are, like, a non-closeout have any legendary morphers left. So it's like you're releasing something that conceivably someone couldn't even use if they don't have it. So, like, that's why whenever people were like, oh, they're going to release more, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, the legendary morpher's gone. We're in the second year of toys past it. I mean, like I said, I know there's some that have overflow, but mine don't. I mean, they took a while, but still.
I have an extra one. Someone can have it.
Don't encourage them.
I don't want it in my house.
I don't want this filth.
I had to buy the stupid pack to get those three keys that were only in that in the 20 key pack. It's literally all still boxed sitting in the bedroom.
Shattered bathroom time.
It's my life.
Alright. So I guess now it's time for the biggest news of the week. There's going to be an insurance building in the Mighty Morphin movie. Everybody take a minute. I know this is pretty big.
I couldn't even handle it.
This is like way above when the Spider-Man suit was unveiled. when we first saw it, it's like insurance building, Spider-Man suit, and then like just below that in terms of shock was when Jesus came back. Like it's just below, like the insurance building, and then Jesus, like, oh man. But like it's so funny how. I sort of hate to sound like someone that's like stomping on other people's excitement, but it's like desperation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like people are just
boring so hungry set photos for news of this damn movie that it's like any little thing that they can find, it's like, oh, it's news. Oh my god, it's news. Hey, look.
And it's like the boring set photos and like following all their social media. I think somebody was like creep it on the oh shit, is he the Blue Ranger? The guy is black. Yeah, the Blue Ranger, and he was like, oh, what's this on your wrist? Is it communicator? communicator, perhaps? I'm like, I think that's just his watch, bro. Like, can you imagine if one of them finds him on the street, like he's just wearing a watch? Is that the new communicator? Oh my god, confirmed! And they start taking pictures of it. Like,
let me take a picture of your wrist.
Like, it's insane. Or, like, that picture of, like, I think it was, like, a Time Force stock photo, and they, like, zoom it in and enhance it, like, freaking CSI. Like, and it was so blurry. And it's so funny because, like, I mentioned to you in the pre-show, like, the only time I don't even really watch set pictures for anything. The only time I see them is, like, if IGN or something puts up, like, a Marvel or DC movie that's like, oh, look, here we found a picture of Crossbones, or look, the Batmobile, like something we haven't seen before, or oh man, we didn't know this guy was going to be in this movie. It's never like, oh, I can't wait to see what geography's in the movie. Like, unless we're actually filming in Middle Earth, like, oh, we're in the Shire, like that would be news breaking. The PR movie shoots in the Shire. Like, it's a Hobbit crossover movie. They're doing a similar thing to the 22 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, but it's the Hobbit and Power Rangers. That would actually kind of be funny to see. Just like Bilbo and these new Power Rangers and Elizabeth Banks and
Gollum wants the power coins as his new precious.
Oh man. Why, like George and I just say, why aren't we just running Hollywood? Because it would probably be a mess and like nothing would ever get done. But
the stuff that does get done wouldn't make any sense.
Pretty much. Like, it sounds awesome in our head to just cast of Parks and Recreation and everything. I mean, but yeah, that's where the fans at right now. Still stalking the movie cast.
That's where they're gonna be at for a while.
It's really funny, like, how like tight-lipped they're being on it, which is like partly good, but also I feel like other than the PR fandom, no one else is like really looking that hard.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny.
The general public doesn't give a shit.
They're just like, oh, they're still making that? I remember Tommy. Actual quote from a casual. But yeah, that's honestly, just us sort of riffing on the Toku fandom is basically the only news that I know of. There hasn't been anything major Rider or Sentai or Power Rangers related. Yep. Brief muting so I can turn the sink on for a sec.
Well. At least you have the courtesy. There's no new toy announcements. Sorry. There's no new scans. There's literally nothing.
They're not scans if they're in the magazine. Classic me. Yep, so I guess now it's time for
superhero time.
I can't remember what I did last time. Uh-oh. Gooby-Doo. Jinkies.
Zoinks.
Scooby Snack.
Tarzan.
It wasn't meddling kids, Tarzan.
For Giorgio. Wait. Giorgio needs representation.
Oh, okay. It gets, so the ape name ape.
It gets Tarzan.
Oh, no. It's going to traumatize George again. Ursula! Sorry. I can never talk about the movie without saying that. Hashtag Sandman. But, okay. So, in this week's Giorgio, these two brothers play this prank on their sister, right? Who was getting her wisdom teeth out. And so they're like, oh man, what if we made her believe it was a zombie apocalypse? So they're like, put on a fake message, make her decide between the cat and the dog, funfetti or chocolate. She knows what's up. She knows Costco is going to be a bloodbath. It's hilarious. Best episode of Juojo so far.
11 out of
10. 10 stars. Exactly. Everyone watch it. Like, it's my favorite. I mean, there wasn't a mecha battle, but... and I was a little disappointed they didn't actually get someone in zombie makeup to like attack the car. I think that would have really
that would have pushed it over the edge. That would have.
I kept waiting for it to happen.
That would have made the video super viral. Like
I saw, I don't remember who it was on my Facebook timeline posted a prank video of this guy's wife fell asleep, and while she was in front of the TV, and he set up this like thing that attached to the TV that made it look like a ring girl was coming out of the TV. And then, like, woke her up, and she's like, it's so funny, because it was, like, such a genuine terror of screaming, and she's, like, kicking her feet, like, like, she's so scared, she couldn't figure out how to run away, like, oh, man, people scared her hilarious, oh, man, so, yeah, that was Jojo this week.
Yeah.
There was also a mole, and that's what I remember.
Good job.
Take it away, Brian.
So we got to see like the same sequence play out like four times in a row. It was very much like that SPD episode.
where
they were recounting what happened, except like this time they're just reliving it because it was like Groundhog Day Nightmare Edition or something. I don't know what they were going with, but yeah, Groundhog Day and the plot was like Groundhog Day, and at one point I think they actually showed a groundhog because they were talking about animals or whatever. So that was fun. But yeah, it was Cube Mole's debut. He was stuck in the ground or something,
like, you know how moles do, and then Dramojamon saved him. He's like, boom, Chris sent me.
He's from HJU. They're like the same color.
Both white and purple. It's a ripoff, clearly.
Clearly.
They've tarnished the character of Dramojamon. He's ruined.
Yep. So that's really the base premise of this episode. And they woke up eventually. And I'm trying to think. It had to do with a smell, I believe. So, like, Tusk was harder to wake up because he's got such good smell that he's
such... That sounded so creepy.
He's got such a good sense of smell. that, like, he was hard to wake up. It was like in episode previous where Sela had the intense hearing. So she was harder to combat the horn bicycle dude. These monsters are great.
Our lives are different from other people's.
But it was kind of another one of those instances where, like, I mean, not a whole lot happened, but it was still really fun. And I think for me anyway, the characters have a lot to do with it. I like watching these characters on the screen. None of them piss me off, and I think they're really fun. So, like, even though we're getting pretty, I don't want to say generic, because they're doing a lot of things that I really enjoy, but run-of-the-mill sort of episodes that I still like them at the end of the day, because I find the characters fun, and the effects are fun, and the robots are fun. There's a lot of fun. I like fun.
Show's a lot of fun.
Show's a lot of fun. I like it.
I miss those shows.
Yeah.
Carly and Victorious. Thanks a lot, girl who played Sam, for ruining this the Dan Schneider cinematic universe. I mean, thank God we have the Knocked Up Cinematic Universe to fall back on, but...
I know, right? But one thing about the show that I really do enjoy is kind of what I was just talking about, that, like, the characters all have specific strengths and weaknesses because of what animal they are, and the show tends to highlight those strengths and weaknesses really well. And additionally, I like the portions where they get along or don't get along with each other also because of what animals they are. Like, Sela doesn't really like get natures. Along with what?
Because of their natures.
Yeah. Because, like, Sela doesn't get along with Leo because Leo's loud as fuck. And she's got hypersensitive hearing. So she has none of that shit. And, like, Tusk is very, like, straight-laced, and Amu just gives no fucks. She's just like, whatever, I'm gonna go eat ice cream, I'll be back later. And so I like how they play off of each other's personality types, and kind of just, like, what the stereotypical personality of those animals are.
Like, stereotyping animals, how know, typical. Right?
How typical. Earth.
That's speciest. I think that could be a word. Typical, maybe.
Typical humans, they don't understand. but yeah, I think that's
species.
I think that's really fun. Next week actually looks like kind of like our typical 10 episode in, I don't want to say like big shakeup or anything, but it was kind of like when the Ninjas fought Gabi Raizo. Yeah, an episode like 9 or something. So it's like one of those kind of big battle early in the series things. So that looks pretty cool. I think they find out who Genis or however you say his name. I don't know. The main bad guy. They finally see him for the first time. So that'll be fun, I think.
They're going to find out how to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, actually. Yeah. Just like it was a translation mishap of the description.
That's actually what the show's all about. They're just trying to set records
for like the most animal things they could do. I don't know.
That's actually what the bad guys are trying to do. They're just trying to get into the Book of Records so many times. Like, currently, they're trying to get the record for the most planets that they can take over in the Blood Game. So,
like, that's why they're doing dark it. Record to achieve, but hey, it's in there. You know, we don't make the rules.
They just figured it was the easiest one. I mean. They already got with how many quarters can we stockpile?
They're like, you know, it's going to take too long to grow our fingernails out for that record, you know. You know, eating however many hot dogs. You know what, let's just conquer planets.
We got time for that.
Like, then, like, we can just eat Han dogs? Han dogs.
Poor Han.
Star Wars themed.
So that's what they did with him.
Kylo hates them. He, like, you know, he goes to eat one, he's like, they would disappoint you, and then he throws it out. You know how Matt goes.
I'm still waiting for my Matt figure.
Kylo Ren doesn't eat hot dogs. Kylo Ren has to keep an 8-pack so Kylo Ren can be shredded. I love the way he says shredded. It cracks me up. He's like, shredded. I can't even... I haven't rewatched that yet since I started rewatching everything, but it is funny, like,
that's what they need to do for Comic-Con. They need a Matt the Radar Tech.
Oh my god, figure. I would buy that so hard. I would love a Matt the Radar Tech figure art. I'd buy it. Like, it's so funny, like, rewatching it, like, when he takes off his helmet, I just think, hi, I'm Matt. I'm a radar technician. Like, when he's torturing her, he's like, I have a bombshell announcement, Ren. I'm not Matt. Oh, so good.
Anyway.
Speaking of Matt, Ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
They.
Like a series of lead-ins.
I almost said Takaharu. Takaru and
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Are Tim teaming up for the holiday event of the season, Santa Claus 4.
Takaru and Tim are, I don't want to say friends, but they're actually, like, legitimately working together now. They don't hate each other, and there's no malice anymore. Big word of the day.
Or chalice. not even in the show.
Karisu. Again, it was kind of another also episode that not a whole lot happened. It was more or less trying to iron out the relationship so that they could leave. And then at the end of the episode, they left. So that's fine.
Make Alan a little bit less of a dick. Like, he saved annoying female Clement. And it was just kind of like that. It sort of clarified some of the stuff from last week of, like, the dude with the fucking horrible poker face. Can't even say that. Because they'd be like, all right, let's go to the Gamma Dimension with absolutely no schemes. And then he would, like, get this huge evil grin. And she's like, what was that? Why did you smell like that? He's like, nothing. Just let's go away. And then he did it again later. Like, dude, at least turn around before you smile like that. Like, it's so evil. And she's catching on.
That's okay.
And then she's like, oh,
he snuck in like he was gonna kill her or something.
Well, and it's funny because, like, the whole thing was like, oh, you're unsure of something. And, like, that's the smile where I'm thinking, he's imagining cutting Takaharu's head off. Damn it, I did it! Takaharu! So I found that kind of funny about last week. But it is funny because I remember you mentioning how it was like a setup episode, and it was. And then this week was like the midway point setup episode.
It was like setup episode part two. So we can get to next week's episode, which is actually what they've been building up towards.
And, like, it wasn't really bad or anything.
Oh,
but,
yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Like, I made a joke about it, like, before we started the call. But it was an enjoyable episode.
I was kind of curious, though, because I think it was you that said it. It might have been Kevin, but, like, you're here more. But, I think you said you weren't sure you wanted Necrom to go good, or at least for a long time. And I was like, and he sort of is leaning that way, and I was like curious, what is that you that said that?
I don't remember. I think that sounds like something I would have said, so I'm gonna say yes, because early on that was what I wanted. And honestly, I don't mind what they're doing. I just think what they're doing is kind of generic.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to introduce an evil rider that just stays fucking evil.
Yeah.
They turn good or turn into, like, an anti-hero or something. Like, just keep making him the fuck evil. Let him just kill people. Like, come on.
I think that would be good. And I think for him, though, like, because we're starting to see that, I think it would have been cooler to make it, like, an Aubrey Killer situation where he's evil for, like, 97% of the show. And it's like, he's still an antagonist, but it's like, he's not just like a clear-cut evil for evil's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort of a turnaround at the end, but, or at the very least, I think he should have been evil a little bit longer, because it is generic, but there is some sort of interesting stuff to do with, like, his affection for Spectre and Cannon, and
the fact that his brother's an asshole.
Yeah, like, but it's like some neat ideas, but I think it was all a bit rushed and it could have been played better. Like, they could have had him be evil for longer and explore more of that, like, resistance to that affection, because he sort of basically wasn't admitting he liked him.
Mm.
And then also it came off as super weird, because, like, after his debut, his main suit was on Spectre for so long, and I don't know, it just felt like he never got a proper, like, time to be evil. Like, I'm not really mad at what they're doing, but, like, I feel like I remember you saying that, so I was kind of curious how you felt about that.
Overall, I don't mind what they're doing, because I think for the story that they're writing, it works fine, but personally, I would have rather him just stayed a main antagonist.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, that wouldn't change the entire base plot of the show, but still.
Just introduce a fourth writer. Or make the character evil, and then you can give the Necrom suit to someone else, like with Delta. You just make an evil writer, and then you give the suit to some no-name guy who you can't even remember. Like, they might as well just give it to, like, a blank doll or something. I don't even remember who Delta ended up on. It was that one guy that's like, I don't wanna. And Fize is like, nut the fuck up, basically. And then he did it. Like, that was Fize. And then there was no resolution. Like,
I don't even remember his name.
I don't either. I don't even remember what he looks like. I just remember he's Asian, obviously, because Japan just yellow washes all its acting, or its casting, you know. putting down the white man.
God.
It's just funny how, like, here we'll, like, change one part and everyone's like, oh, racism! And, like, they never cast anybody but the guy that said Mr. J. But, anyway. There's something else I was going to say about, oh, if I cared enough, I would look this up, or if I knew where to look. There is definitely a reason that they keep Spectre's actor out of the show so much. There has to be. Like, it's like a total time.
I don't
Did you
know.
Read about that?
No, I haven't read anything.
Because, like, there's, like, a couple times I've brought something like this up, and you're like, oh, yeah, I, you know, knew this or something. You just, like, never said anything, so. But, like, I've brought it up a couple times, but, like, between him being trapped, you know, in Spectre's, or in Necrom's jacket, sounds really funny, and then now being in the Gamma Dimension, and, like, the only shots we've seen of him is him, like, in the coffin, which could easily have been shot before he left. But there has to be something.
Let's see.
Like, I was almost thinking maybe they decided to move up Alan's redemption or anything to get him more part of the hero dynamic because they needed that since Spectre wasn't around. Because, like, that's the thing. Like,
I'm not seeing him in, like, any other roles or anything.
It could be a personal issue.
He could have got sick or something, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible that that's not the case, and that's just the way the writing is. But, like, I've seen so many situations like that before, it seems like they're purposefully writing him out. Yeah. Like...
I'll ask and see if anyone that I know knows, but I haven't heard anything personally about it. But no, I completely agree. Like, I feel like there's some sort of, like, Jason David Frank and Dino Thunder situation.
Yeah.
Where, like, something happened, be it a family thing or a personal reason or a business reason. I don't really know, but...
Like when they had
it
to
is
switch
really
to
weird.
Kohana. Surprised we haven't gotten Komakuta. But, like, let me know if you find anything out.
Yeah,
I'm curious. Because, like, between, like, Necrom's sort of weird debut and then, like, this, I was thinking when I was watching this how, like, Ghost hasn't really been awful or anything, but I feel like by the end, I'm going to remember it as very average and inconsistent. Like,
inconsistent describes Ghost to a T. Like, even in the story itself. Like, you have that early part, and then they, like, regurgitated all of the toys, and they're like, okay, we can start our show now.
Like, it's so weird. And I was thinking about that also, how Ghost has been cycling its two storylines. Like, he did the Icons thing twice. Well, we didn't go on a full-on hunt. We did, like, a half-hearted, like, bonding with each of them. But, like, the fact that they scattered twice... or had to look for him twice or whatever, and then we're doing this we gotta go to the Ganymede World thing twice, and, like, so close together.
Yeah.
And for, like, basically the same reasons, too. And it's just kind of funny.
We need,
like,
to go save Makoto. Okay, let's go. We failed. We need to go save
go
Makoto
back.
Again.
We have to go back. Because, like, it was such a big event at the end of this episode with, like, the music and them leaving. I'm like, we just did this. It's just funny how repetitive it is. Like, it's very strange. It's almost like they just bring in a new couple of writers every couple of weeks. And I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Like, it's unpredictable. It's not like Drive, at least at this point, where it was like they kept finishing stories quickly, and I was, like, kind of excited to see where it goes, because I'm like, oh, man, I wasn't expecting them to wrap this up so quick. But Ghost, I'm just curious. Like, what are they going to, you know, circle back to next? How is
like,
Spectre going to get
at
right
the
now?
At the end of this episode, like, another one of those little slab thingies came down and, like, started forming, like, a dude and Adele.
Adele?
Adele? Like, hello?
She just, like... it's me.
Oh my god, they ruined that character by naming him Adele. But anyway, it started forming a person. He's like, it can't be. And I have no idea what's going to happen with that, because I haven't been paying attention. But I don't even know if it's, like, been in scans or anything, if it's, like, turning it. It looked like it turned into himself in the preview.
Hello, it is me.
So I have no idea, but that's going on. But I mean, other than that, we don't have any like clear cut direction yet. Like I have literally no idea where this story is going right now.
Yeah, because like the base setup was like, I was gonna bring this up too. How the base setup of the series was like, okay, he's got to get these icons to bring himself back to life, and you know, he's a side project, save people. And then, like, it's almost like a joke now, because he's like, all right, I'll just get the icons again and make another wish real quick. Like, obviously it didn't work last week or whatever, but it's just really funny how, like, what was the main plot?
You need to wait a year. They didn't tell him that, so he fucked him over by giving him more time.
Like, it's just funny, like, how that main plot became, like, if the Dragon Balls were on easy mode. It's just, like, I hate to make that reference, because I never really thought of it like that, like most people, but it's just kind of funny how that device turned into that, and so I'm not sure what the end goal is. Also, I really miss his base form.
Yeah.
Boost! Boost!
Go fight!
It's such a funny situation with the other system, or the other form being like an entirely other belt system. It's like, it would have been kind of neat.
I think it was last week's episode where he was in base form and then he wanted to use Goemon. Or it might have been the crossover episode, I don't remember. He wanted to use Goemon, and so he used it and he just instantly turned into Boost.
Oh, like, yeah.
They still haven't given a canon reason on why those ones are only in Boost.
Yeah, because he can do it in the opposite direction, so I don't know why. Because there's nothing special about him. He just didn't have him before he got Boost. And I was thinking, like, it would have been interesting, which is something writers probably would never do, given, like, branding or whatever, but, and the fact that this guy, like, I like Gratefuls, but, like, I hate when people will say stuff like, it looks like a metal hero, but, like, he kind of looks like when you see one of those weird toku shows that aren't, like, a metal hero or a writer or Sentai, it's just kind of one of those weird off ones, like Ryu Kendo or something. Uh-huh. Like, it kind of looks like something like that you would see, but, like, it would have been neat if, like, somehow his, like, the writer system for Ghost was destroyed, and then he got this new one, and, like, Ghost was just all of a sudden this new suit. It would have been, like, Black Suit Spider-Man. It would have been cool. Which is, like, why I thought it was so neat in Dragon Knight when, like, the main protagonist literally became another writer for, like, the rest of the series. That was really cool.
That was cool.
But they did mention something about, like, this suit isn't his full potential, like, basically him being the final form.
Another thing that I wanted to point out, did you notice how, like, the main plot, like, of the enemies is basically what's happening in Supergirl right now?
I didn't even think about this.
They want to steer humanity in the right direction and save the planet or whatever.
Adele is Non, and they're both Whistler, and they're in Sona, and it's up to Captain Cold to get them out. I knew it! I didn't even think about that.
Like, he said, like, what they wanted. Because they're like, oh, because our utopia is perfect. And it's like, oh, then why are you here? It's like, to steer you in the right direction. I'm like,
the only difference is they have their own world and Krypton dead. I didn't even think about that. That's really funny. Except this one doesn't have Kara to save them, so. Yeah. They just have
Takeru. Negative points.
And his, like flamboyant shirt that I'm not sure what it is. But I can't believe I never even... I guess it's because of how little I pay attention to things, but... Now I'm not going to be able to stop seeing them as, like, ecto-Kryptonians. That would be cool.
Kryptghostians.
Kryptghostians. They don't even have people in, like, weird coffins on Supergirl. Or do they?
Does Javelin or Javert or whatever the fuck his name is, Geki Chopper, does he not realize he's in a human body? Like he's hobbling around going, why do I hurt? Why am I so weak?
Now I'm just thinking,
does he not realize?
Now I'm just thinking of, like, him trying to do ghostly things around town and not understanding why people can see him. Like, he goes into, like, Starbucks and, like, tries to steal the coffees that are coming up, like, woo! And they're like, why is that guy grabbing my coffee and going, woo! Or, like, he just tries to walk through walls. Like, ah, I need to go to Target. Just slams into the wall.
And why the hell hasn't Alon changed his clothes?
I don't
know. He looks like a fucking tool.
Like, that would just be a weird thing.
He was in, like, cool-ass clothes in the beginning of the show, and then he got the stupid soldier uniform, and now he hasn't changed clothes again, and he looks stupid.
He just never takes it off, and just all he does is, like, contemplate life, wear that outfit, and eat takoyaki. Like, that's his storyline every week. I mean, the takoyaki lady is my favorite character in Ghosts, but, like... I think she's going to be the fourth writer, to be honest.
This is true.
But, yeah. Boo, stop. Ghosts. Oh, man. That noise. Like, I kind of, I like the form, kind of. It's just, man, I kind of, I like the, I think I like the base form a little bit better, and I like the noises better.
Like, I love the color red, but the base form's so pretty.
It's so Halloween-y.
And Boost is so very red.
And its weapon's so lame. Alright. I think that's about it. No dino charge, so nothing for me to bitch about. So, now it's time for...
Ramble time.
So, no Pokemons, because I forgot to watch it, but apparently it was just Serena's fake contest.
Yeah, she lost.
We did get some exciting news, like, at the Pokemon thing a while back, that there is going to be new Pokemon and Pikachu's going to be in it. So.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
Lots of new information.
What happened with that is, I don't know which outlet it was, but they're like, oh, big news, it's going to be, like, first seen on television or something. And people, like, what they advertised is, like, it was going to be the first time Sun and Moon was on TV, is, like, what they advertised.
Uh-huh.
And people interpreted it as, like, there's going to be new footage on TV. When really they just meant they're going to show you the stuff we've seen already for the first time on TV. And so everyone's, like, sitting here like, this is disappointing. You guys suck. And I'm like, well, you guys just translated this really bad.
It's kind of like with the fandom at the movie, it's like they were just so overexcited. Like, they just picked out a few key words and were like, confirmed! Like, Pokemon, Sun and Moon, TV, Sun and Moon.
And, like, the Korokoro just leaked, and there wasn't really anything new in it. They slightly teased the box art, but it was kind of like a faded picture and you couldn't really see anything. And they revealed that Magearna's type is Steel Fairy, which isn't a surprise because everyone assumed that already. But, yeah. Like, they, what they said was that Sun and Moon coverage starts next month. And again, people were like, they're going to reveal brand new information next month. Coverage will be huge.
They're just going to reveal all the Pokemon in one issue.
And all they said was that their coverage is going to start next month, which it did. So... the Pokemon fandom's got an issue with mistranslating things and getting way overhyped.
I mean, granted, I'm pretty hyped for any information, and I feel like just reading, because I'm not knowing what they're exactly saying, so I'm just taking what the news sites are saying, so I'm thinking it's going to happen too. So, yeah. I do want something. I think it would be nice. Like, even if they just showed us one Pokemon, it would set me over for like a month.
Apparently next month we should be getting something pretty substantial, because in the previous launches, the May issue was always where they, like, first showed off new Pokemon and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hope for next month, because it was like when X and Y, we were leading up to XY, May was the issue that we had, like, Helioptile and Fletchling and all of those guys for the first time, so.
Yeah, so we'll get something soon. But, like, I'm excited for it, too. It is funny, though, like, seeing Serebii's... Like, usually when there's, like, a Pokemon TV announcement thing, they'll have, like, you know, the little bullet points of what happened, and this had, like, two. Like, yeah. There will be new Pokemon, Pikachu is in it. It looked so empty. Like, they just stopped working on it. So that's funny. But, yeah, that's That's the Pokemon segment for the week. Supergirl was pretty freaking good this week, I thought. It was part
I'm
one of two.
I'm so pumped for next week.
The way the trailer looks awesome. I know. Just the way they with the content of it and like the music and everything, just it looks really cool. But there was like it was like a unique matchup of Supergirl and Kat and douchebag McGee, whatever his name is, I always forget it.
Lord.
Yeah, that guy. And I felt like there was, I mean, I know they had like that little interaction earlier, but I felt like it was a little bit of a stretch. He would randomly send Kat earrings and she would put them on and be safe, but
I'm still not sure why. Like, I don't understand
the
reason
way early on.
Really?
I think he just wants to bang her, but probably. I don't know. But, like, regardless of, like, sort of the disbelief of it, like, I kind of liked that little group interaction. I thought it was a unique dynamic, considering...
Mm-hmm. It was. It was great.
They're characters that have all obviously been on a lot, especially Kat and Supergirl, obviously, because they're main characters. But like, usually we have, you know, the people at the... Most fun to say the CDC. What the hell is it called? The INS? I don't know. whoever they work for. The government.
DEO.
DEO, yeah. And or, like, you know, Wynn and James. And, like, there's, like, these various dynamics they cycle through. But, like, it was interesting to see Kat and Supergirl and this guy, like, solve these problems together. And I don't know. It was kind of interesting. And I liked the interactions with her and Kat. It was a little bit cheesy stuff, like, about Hope. But still. And, like, just the concept of that she almost went through with it as, like, the only solution to just basically kill a bunch of people and never be able to come back to National City.
Yeah.
She's probably thinking, fuck, I wish Barry hadn't left. Like, I should have sent him home, like, just 24 hours later, you know? And, like, Whistler jumped Wynn and James and some nobody off the roof. And, man, R.I.P. nobody. R.I.P. this lady. Like... Oh no! Was her name Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, we gave her a name, so she matters now. Like, but I mean, I would have just saved the people I knew.
Oh, Ethan Kelly? Who? Who dat?
I mean, I would have saved the people that I knew. I mean, like, who the fuck's Kelly?
Why?
I mean, was she wasn't. She wasn't even.
She
hot,
saved so. Kelly too. She's only got two arms.
I mean, she could have saved him and, like, put him down and tried to go for her. She did kind of watch it for a bit. Like, she's like, all right, got them. And then she's like, no! Oh, that was a messy one. Clean up on aisle five. But,
not yeah, bad.
That happened. But obviously, she wouldn't kill someone that wasn't a main contract player. I mean, they wouldn't kill someone that wasn't a main contract player, not her. Like, she maybe now I'm just picturing her accidentally killing him while trying to save him, like she like flies through him or something. Like, oh fuck, I went too fast.
Maybe she was like, well, Wynn told me that Siobhan lived, so maybe Kelly will live too.
It was worth a try.
Oh well, shit, Kelly don't got banshee powers.
I thought Kelly might bounce. It didn't even work. Oh, poor Kelly. This is like the most anyone's ever talked about Kelly because. She died. No
was
one
she
even
ever
knew her
in the show before. I don't, like
she doesn't even go here.
I mean, she might have been like in the background or something, but like, has she ever had a speaking role?
I don't even remember anybody that's not Wynn or James or Kat or Kara or Siobhan. Like, everyone else is just like a faceless drone. Let's see. What else is going on in this episode? Alex and John were on the run, and he was a tiny little kid, and it was really weird. And, like, when he transformed, she was like, oh, I'm an alien racist for a second, but then she wasn't. Everything was okay. And now, the girl that used to be Supergirl on the other show that's now Mystique is back, and she, like, kicked their ass, and now Little Gray, now Kara's gonna have to fight Robo Sister. And it's going down. And she's like, in her giant ass suit. Like, check it out. I'm in that movie, Edge of Tomorrow. Where's Tom Cruise? That's a really good movie.
I also just realized that this episode had three Supergirls in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That's right. Damn. Supergirl Tyson, 2016. One of them's blue. One of them's actually Supergirl. The other one just. wears a sweater in the suburbs. Figure out what to do with her. But I love how the Kryptonian base is just like a really poorly lit room with like a center console. Like, that's all they had the budget for. Ah, so this is your base. This table. Yes, it is.
It's a very expensive table.
We had to save the budget for her flying and Martian effects.
I wouldn't touch it, though. We hadn't cleaned it after Indigo's body parts were all over it.
Oh, God.
I absolutely loved it when John threw her into the building and it exploded. I mean, she lived, so that was kind of disappointing, but it looked cool at the very least.
Yeah, it did. It was a really cool, scene. I'm trying to remember. Wait, is he now just injured, or did they grab him too? I can't remember what happened.
No, he's just laying there. Like, he got stabbed, and he fell down. And it's like, oh, what's happening to John? And then the fucking preview, he's in the preview. I'm like, you just toku'd the preview. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Okay, because I couldn't remember, because I knew that she obviously took Alex to make Robo-Alex. But I couldn't remember, like, they grabbed him, or whether they left him there. Okay, so
I don't know why
they
didn't grab him, but no, they just left him there.
Oh, it'll be fine. It won't come back to bite us or anything. We haven't even announced season 2 yet. Seriously, announce it. Limitless and Supergirl season 2, it has to happen.
They need to, like... Like, ratings aren't bad, and reaction is positive. So I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, I think Limitless is the same. It is kind of just weird.
They're already, like, preemptively casting people for season 2.
Like, we got this. I feel like I should have read the article, but I saw, like, a passing... like, you know, headline grab of, like, an interview with, like, the writers that said they teased or mentioned Earth 1 Kara Danvers. I'm like, how would that even work?
Oh, yeah, because they were talking about, I watched a YouTube video about this. It was, because they teased, like, Earth 1 Kara, except instead of being Supergirl, it's going to be Power Girl. Which was also Kara in the comics.
Apparently. Is she an alien?
I think so.
Okay, because I wasn't sure, like, if we were going to touch aliens on the CW side. So, like, that's what I was curious about. Because I know I mentioned to you, like, a few weeks back that they talked about, you know, doing Earth 2 or 1, 3 counterparts for villains and stuff, which I think can be really cool.
Yeah.
You know, see somebody that was on Flash or Arrow as somebody new on Supergirl, or one of her villains as a villain on Flash or Arrow or Legends. Like, that's neat little Easter egg-y stuff that doesn't impact anything. It doesn't require you to know anything. It's just really cool if you watch all the shows. But that would definitely be cool to get, like, a different version of Kara. I mean, but I would still love to see, like, actual Kara show up, because mainly because I want Cisco to freak out. Like, I live for Cisco and Diggle's reactions.
That's just true.
Yeah. But, like, I love that with the alternate stuff, you can have things like that going on. But yeah, because I wasn't sure, since he was so surprised she was an alien, like, how they would do that. And I'm like, would they do it weird where all of a sudden Kara is a human on Earth 1? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, or just Earth 1 Kara Danvers is just some girl that's not even Melissa Benoist. Like, her name is just Kara Danvers.
Yeah, like, admittedly, I don't really know anything about Power Girl, so I'm not really sure.
I'm just thinking about Power Man from, like, the Marvel stuff. So, and that's, like, obviously different. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think that whatever they do, like, we're continuing on with stuff like that, will be cool. And I'm looking forward to next week's shenanigans. I'm kind of sad that it's the finale. And
I know.
Everything's ending, and then summer's going to be all depressing. We're going to have to actually talk about Toku. Okay, what else? What is next? Not Flash. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, S.H.I.E.L.D., I thought this week was okay. I wasn't, like, that into it.
I was kind of distracted because I was cooking dinner.
Sound like me watching Toku. Like, oh, Toku's on. Time to do literally anything else. But, like, the ending 5 minutes was definitely exciting because the Iron Chef took over and made Kitchen Stadium, and then Winston got dumped. No, but that's going to lead into some cool stuff for next week, and it was, like, exciting to see him, like, take over the plane and stuff. Like, the bulk of the episode was just, like, I don't know. You found out, oh, Lincoln used to accidentally get in car accidents. That makes it sound like a hobby. Like, you know, on the weekends, I used to just get in car accidents for fun. So that really wasn't, I don't know. That wasn't really an exciting revelation for me. And then we got a little bit backstory on Malik of, like, he fucked over his brother because their dad cheated at becoming the guy that goes over to the other dimension, and they agreed not to cheat, and then he did. And so I am a little confused. So basically, Hive Ward is a culmination of everyone he's ever sucked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, he inhabits that body and gains the memories of that body, and then apparently just remembers everything. He's got one hell of a brain. That's like, a lot of fucking memories.
That makes for pretty cool character stuff, depending on who you find out got absorbed. But yeah, so that was a thing, and then they killed his daughter, and he had a vision. His vision of it was him getting killed, which he assumes it's Ward doing it. I feel like because they're saying it and he's assuming it, it's actually not going to be him for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seems too obvious. So we'll see about that. But yeah, I just really wasn't into that much.
Sorry. None of my keys were working. I was under the boss where the hole was, I guess.
I don't even know what's happening. This is so out of context. Is she talking about real keys?
The only place I thought would be underneath the box.
Is she talking to you?
No.
Okay. Sorry. None of my keys were working. Like, just, I love it, like, that's all of a sudden crystal clear in the middle of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. discussion. Like, when she first said it, I thought she, like, was trying to get in your house and, like, you let her in or something because she didn't have her keys, but it was fake keys all along. Oh, that's really funny.
Good times.
But shit, I wish there was more I had to say.
Yeah, I liked it and stuff, but it wasn't really grabbing my interest, really.
Yeah,
like, I was cooking dinner. I was excited about the dinner, to be honest.
Yeah, it wasn't really a terrible episode. It's just, like I said, I wasn't interested in anything that was going on that much. Like, I wasn't too interested in Malik, and I think the most interesting thing for me was just finding out about a little more how Ward worked, and then the ending scene.
He had his tentacle head.
I still don't know. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. He's like, I am Vilgax.
Except yeah. I'm the crappily voiced Vilgax, not Steve Blum Vilgax.
Yeah. And they, like, never got him. Well, they did get him back. Oh, no, that's what it was. They got him back, but for whatever reason, they never let him voice Heat Blast again. I don't know why. They just, like we had a really shitty, like, voice Heat Blast in Alien Force. And when they started going back to some of the same voices and sound effects in Omniverse, I'm like, oh, they're going to do it. But for some reason, they didn't want... Sorry, I was like... Right in my face. For some reason.
Why did you stop talking when she sneezed?
I don't know. It's just, I thought it made it funnier. Like,
at least have the courtesy to say bless you, you heathen.
Well. Oh, man. But the bottom line is, they should have let him voice Heat Blast because he was the best Heat Blast. This is very unprofessional. You cannot speak to Jackie Chan. It's really funny, but it's like a total side note. I was recording retro reviews for the Overdrive Morphers,
mm-hmm.
and I forgot that when you leave them on, they ring.
Yeah.
And I put it, you know, I finished the review, and I put it in the front, and I was doing my, you know, my wrap-up of, like, I recommend this, I don't, whatever, and it starts ringing. And so I fake answered it. I was like, hold on, I'm getting a call. And I did the whole Jackie Chan bit. And then I still didn't turn it off, and like, so then I started recording the Turbo Edition one, and it starts ringing at the very beginning of the fucking next video. So,
oh, I have to watch those.
It'll be a little while. But I don't have anything else to say about S.H.I.E.L.D. before we move on to whatever the hell is next. Oh, I think iZombie's next. Did you watch iZombie, right?
Oh my god, so good.
I know, like, I didn't watch Fear the Walking Dead, and I don't plan on it, but I imagine if I did, this would have been so much better, like...
I didn't really have a whole lot of problems with Season 1, but Season 2 has been really fucking good.
It has, like, it stepped it up in every level. Like, Season 1 was a great first season, but, like, the whole season in general has stepped it up, but, like, the finale was... Both episodes were so good, like... It had, like, everything that makes the show hilarious. Like, I love the fact that everything was really intense in the second episode, but you'd still have those little moments. Like, they're in this really intense fight in the quarantine zone or whatever when they're, you know, trying to get the zombies out. And that Rita made a comment about, like, oh, we've all seen Major naked. And Clive's like, I haven't. Like, just, and he looked so awkward about it. Like, I love that those little moments break it up. And like them trying to sneak the brains into Major, and that lawyer guy ate the brain energy bar.
He was the guy from Agent Carter.
Oh yeah, like he was on the sitcom I really liked. I think it was called Married, but and I've seen him in other things. But I totally forgot about that. He was like the mob guy. But like
it,
that
it,
was
it funny. Threw me for a second because I saw him, and I was like. Is he a character I'm supposed to know? Because I recognize him. And I was like, wait, he was the dude from Agent Carter. Never mind.
Never Why mind. Aren't you in the 1950s? Where's your 1950s garb?
Why haven't you aged? Because your personality is kind of the same, not going to lie.
I think he's in Veronica Mars as well, if I recall. Because I think he was in the movie, so that's probably why he's there. Like, last week's episode, that, like, sort of crooked cop guy was, like, Veronica Mars' dad. Like, there's a lot of people like that. In there, but yeah, like the first episode dealt with Majors being arrested,
and then rearrested.
Yeah, like God, like I could almost feel his pain, like of how hungry he was. Like he and they like that. Even that brain shake looked kind of good to me. I'm like, that chocolate, like it kind of looks like chocolate brains, you know. So like that, I thought that was just kind of. I'm trying to think of the right word to say that. I don't know, like, but they did a good job of making you sort of feel that, like, yeah. Desperation of, like, his hunger and, like, sort of worrying about him freaking out. I love how they did the, her revealing herself to Clive.
That was done so well.
Yeah, because, like, A, like, I'm kind of glad it
could,
wasn't, like...
You could tell the desperation.
Yeah, and I'm glad they didn't do it. In like a, oh, you know, he stumbled upon her fighting or something, and that, like, because of their friendship, like, she went to him. And I also love that that they didn't go through that whole mopey, you betrayed me phase. Mm-hmm. Like, he immediately was just on board and helping her. And I like that. And it was just kind of a really dramatic way to do it, because, like, he's not even, before that, he wasn't even... any part of him thinking of any of the supernatural stuff. And for her to just stab herself, he was like, oh, fuck. So I thought that was really well done. And he basically blew his relationship up with his girlfriend. I'm still not sure how he got him out. Like, I didn't know a cop can just be like, he's innocent, and then the case is done. Like, I didn't know that's how it happened.
New evidence came to light. He's cool. Well, okay.
What was the evidence? Major's just a really good guy, you know? Like, he wouldn't do that, you know? Major doesn't mess around like that.
I mean, look at his name.
It's just Major, you know? I mean, look how... He's a good guy. Like, he just plays video games with Robbie. I love when they were trying to use a code for that video game. That was so good. Like I'm trying to get past this part. Like, I need to find
the frozen zombies.
The frozen zombies is like, oh, on that's on 15th level?
Water world...
Oh, that was really funny. And what's her name? No, not her name. Liv's boyfriend is dead because he went full-on zombie.
Thank you so much.
I feel like... I actually don't really care so much that he's dead. I just felt like there was a lack of payoff from his story of, like, thinking he was, you know, working for that dude and finding out he was a cop and just sort of... I don't know, I thought there was going to be more to that once they got him back.
I was working for that dude, but he was working for the other dude, and then he turned out to be a cop.
Yeah, like, and his mom's really bad at keeping it a secret. He's an undercover cop! I have a picture right here, and it's like a photo of him in the police outfit, that just, and it has the word cop on it. Like, just so you're really clear. She practically printed up flyers. Probably blew his cover.
Have you seen this cop?
He's a cop for sure. Undercover. Putting away people. Especially his friends. This is where you can find him. This is his house. This is his address. Oh, man. Let's see. What was I going to say? I think I have mentioned before how, like, the zombies, when they're, like, full-on zombies, like, not the mode, but, like, you know, mm-hmm. ravenous or whatever, are, like, just a little bit scarier to me than, like, walkers or other zombies because, like you know
it's
how they
got to
that
It's not the normal
point.
In the show.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, it's unnerving because you know that when they first turn, it's not like in The Walking Dead where they just become a mindless creature. It's like, you know that there's a chance they could have been normal, and they basically are that way because either, well, in this case, they experimented something on them, but because they just never ate. And, like, there's just something, like, under the surface that's really unnerving about it and scary and kind of, like, a scarier feeling of when you see somebody you know, like, that they're not coming back. There's, like, literal no way, but, like there's always that in the zombie shows, like, there's no way that they can come back to normal, but in this one, it's, like, more heightened because you knew that there was a way they could have come back. I don't know. It's kind of well done in that respect. Let's see. What else? Because there was a lot that happened in this episode.
All hell broke loose, basically.
Yeah, that party, like, was crazy because the idiot doctor's like, woohoo, Utopium and Max Ranger. And then they ended up
saving... This is a good combination.
and then they ended up basically saving Liv and everyone. Because they were about to get shot and they got attacked by zombies, but, like, it was basically, like, which I'm sure was the intention, like, sort of coming full circle to the incident on the boat. It was kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just super crazy, and then it was such a neat setup for things for next season to have that lady come in, and she's a zombie, and, like, it's just, it got so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of done that in general. Like,
she's
got
the tools to make more.
Yeah, and she's kind of got, like, this literal zombie army, and like, I like how it just sort of has escalated. Like, you had Blaine in the first season, like, oh, he's just a drug dealer, and then you go up to Max Rager, and then now it's even higher. And, like, I didn't expect that, because I was wondering, assuming some of the Max Rager stuff got resolved, like, where they would go next. So I really didn't see that coming. So, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happened next season, and I'm kind of glad that she didn't end up scratching Clive and he became a zombie, because, like, everybody's a zombie right now.
Yeah.
Except for Robbie, but, like, so I think that that's important, especially for when they do Case of the Week stuff next year, because, like, then what would be her point, you know, if right. they could both do the same power? I was surprised that, well, I guess not as a surprise, but that they didn't. I guess I'm not really agreeing with what I'm about to say, but I guess it's just about how they handled, in general, Major's transition. Because, when they made him a zombie last season, I was kind of surprised, and I'm like, okay, that'll be interesting. But then they backpedaled and gave him that cool power that was, like, an in-between, where he's human, but he, like, sends other zombies, and that led to some cool stuff, and then they, like, decided to make him a zombie, and, like, he just seems very cool with it now. Like, he's like, fuck yeah, Team Zombie, you know? So I'm assuming they're always going to be working on a cure. But, like, I just thought, just in general, the process of it was handled interestingly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they made that... I didn't think Rita was going to die, or that they were going to care so little about her fate. Like, I know she was a bitch, but damn... Like, I thought that he was gonna, like, escape with her, but, like, he's just like, here, you go with other ravenous zombies and eat your dad's brains.
Good times all around.
I like how he was taunting him and, like, put his hand up on the glass for a high five or whatever, and Major just shot his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck! I can't believe that guy did that. That guy is an asshole.
I can't believe this glass wasn't bulletproof. What the hell?
I paid for bulletproof glass. Like, on the way to the elevator, he's calling his assistant. He's like, oh, you said that it was bulletproof.
I like how the bullet went right through, but it took him, like, 5 billion axe swings to break the rest of it. I'm like, this seems awkward. Well, okay.
I like how Major took the axe first because he didn't have a gun, and then when that lady showed up to help him, he's like, do you need both of those guns? And then they just cut to him still having just the axe because apparently she did. Like, he's just, like, Major's quest for a gun. Like, why are we taking the garden equipment? We have guns.
That was basically that situation.
Funfetti or chocolate, Major? Funfetti or chocolate?
It was, all the scenes were just great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic 2-hour finale.
I'm so glad I got picked up again.
Yeah, me too. Like, because I know I heard, like, it wasn't doing, like, terrible, but it is one of, like, the lower rated in the... But I, what I like about CW is they don't just pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Like, most of the other networks only look at that, but they look at, like, you know, the online numbers, the DVR numbers, the fan base in general, the reception, and, like... They really know how to do it. They basically renewed every single one of their shows. Like, on the one day. It was, like, instant relief. Not to worry about
our,
anything.
Our entire network is renewed.
Yeah, except that's basically
for these shows that haven't aired yet.
Or these shows that no one knows. And it's just like, yeah, so that was... I'm just really glad that they, you know, interpret it that way. Because, like, anything else would have been canceled because of BS reasons. Or, like, I mean, not anything else, but, I mean, like, on any other network.
Yeah.
Like, they tried to renew Supergirl, but they're like, sir, you don't have that power. You can't renew things on another network. Nonsense. We're at the CW. We renew things. Okay. Let's see. No Arrow this week. No Supernatural, which we wouldn't talk about anyway. Okay, I guess... I think literally the only other thing is Legends from last week, right?
Yep.
The quest for Patekadon. This weird name. Like, I don't know.
Damn, like, it, Rory.
Rory seriously said it best. We have to kill Patekadon here because Patekadon.
Patekadon.
Patekadon. Patekadon.
I still don't even know what his actual name was.
I think it was like. I can't remember. I saw it written out. And it's like. I think it's like Pateg or something. Like, because his dad's name is like something a 10. And it's like, but he just says it so fast as if that's his name. I don't know. It's super. Exactly.
Like, but, yeah, seriously, but, it was just let's kill Hitler in Legends form.
Yeah, except Rory never got to punch Hitler or anything, or say shut up Hitler, or didn't get put him in a cabinet. 0 out of 10. In the future, everyone just wears like really fancy like chef outfits, like trench coats. I don't know. I thought it was a pretty decent episode. I feel like it's... I find it funny that, like, they're such terrible time travelers. Like, they're so bad at their job. Like, was what they did here made things worse. Like, they advanced, like, the events.
Yeah.
Which, because, like, the whole story was that this kid, like, eventually becomes... Like, he inherits his dad's empire after he kills him. And then, you know, starts this war. And then Savage kills him. But, like, they advanced it so that, like, he killed him as a kid. Killed his dad as a kid. So, like, it's definitely just an interesting way of going about it. And it kind of makes sense because he really did just grab this random group of misfits.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that, like, they're not winning every single thing. And, like, I'm definitely curious how the ending is going to come about. Like, whether we will get a clear resolution, because obviously we're getting season 2, and they did say that they're going to wrap things up for, like, this season, like, it was supposed to be one story, but, like, given how terribly things have gone, I'm curious, like, will they defeat Savage once and for all, or it'll be kind of a, I guess,
I hope like so. A I light revolution? I don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah, I don't like Savage, really. I mean, I just, like I said, I just don't like his actor, so, like, I hope there's a resolution, but I'm just kind of curious how it's going to happen, since they've been so terrible at their jobs. Like, I don't understand how removing him didn't affect anything. Like,
I don't know. Like, I have no fucking idea. I honestly have no, like, clue.
Cause, like, it could have been that you know, all along they did end up taking him back. So that's why. But if they simply would have just they could have dropped him off in the Stone Ages, like in 1920, like when Earth was born, like anywhere. They could have dropped him off anywhere in time. And I can't imagine it not having effect if they actually stuck to that decision.
Like, so, how, like, that seems how is weird. Removing him different than killing him?
Like, it's not really, other than it potentially affecting whatever time period they dropped him off.
Well, I know, but they kidnapped him, and they were like, removing him from the timeline hasn't changed anything. Like, well, I guess we kill him. How's that going to solve anything either? Apparently it won't.
Like, I don't know, like I said, the only thing I can think of is that because they ended up taking him back, that's the way the timeline always went, and that's the way Gideon was reading it, but it should have affected it. Like, I would have been okay with them, like, dropping him off, and then, like, it changed it, but, like, Savage still came into power just in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he just didn't use Predigadon, and, like, something else happened. Like, that would have been fine, because, like,
Which could have essentially been what happened, I guess. We didn't really get a whole lot of information, but...
Like, not even as proof of, like, oh, certain things are supposed to happen, because that's not really the rules of Flash and Legends. Like, you can change things, but, like, just as a way that, you know, Savage obviously has all these plans, and I'm sure he's not hinging at all on Predigadon. So, like, that would have been fine. It's just weird that... It wouldn't have any effect. But yeah, that was just, I don't know. What else? I feel like there was something. Oh yeah, there was a really weird side story with Rey where, like, it looked like he created Ultron, but it was his brother.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a brother.
Nobody did. He doesn't have one in the comics. It was just a random thing that they did.
Yeah, like, it was almost like a comedic bit, like, oh, it's my idiot brother that looked just like me, but he's a total doofus. It was Shaw, obviously. So, like, that was, I thought that was kind of dumb.
This opportunity for not naming him Daniel.
Exactly. I thought that was kind of dumb. Like, I liked the idea of him that actually being his, like, descendant. And, I mean, it did... contradict what Rip said about, you know, that they're all nobodies.
Yeah.
You know, that they didn't affect anything. But, you know, what they've been doing could have changed that somehow. But the idea of that, of him affecting that, could have been a cool plot point, and, like, maybe he has a kid out there. But, like, all of a sudden, dropping it and making his brother felt kind of dumb, and, like the other shoe dropped, and I don't know. Like, a missed opportunity, or, like, maybe they shouldn't even done it. Or they could have just made it, like, whoever took over the company later did it or something. I don't know. It just seemed stupid.
Yeah.
We did get to see Kaylee from Firefly, though, so that was fun. Shit, I was just thinking of something else. Oh, damn it.
There was the entire bit in the episode with... Snart and Mick.
Oh yeah, that was
a lot. They were trying to toku it out.
Yeah, they're like, hey, let's just Japanese problem solve this bitch. You know, we'll just be super weeaboo. I'll punch you. Just say baka. I'll say kawaii, and then we'll, you know, have yogurt. And it'll be fine.
Special training.
Yeah, there was some good scenes there with that, because we started. I think it was Rory and ooh, wait, I'm right still. Rory and Rip, boom, still right. Even though I was clearly referring the other way, but having a scene at the beginning, and then Sarah having a scene with him, and they're sort of on the same side now, since they're both being hunted by the Time Masters. So I think that's, like I said last week, I think that's much more interesting, the Time Masters stuff going on than the Savage stuff.
Yeah.
So that was actually a part of the episode I really liked. There was also the flashbacks of Kendra remembering her shitty haircut in the 20s. That it was just like, I don't know, it was, like, really ugly. And it was basically lead-up angst for inevitably when we find a new version of Carter. I thought that was reminding me of is that when we found out that, or thought we found out that Rey had a future, like, bloodline,
Sire line.
I thought that that was like, instead of writing in that, oh yeah, I banged a chick right before we left. Like, you know, Rip was like, let's go. And he's like, hold on, I'm almost done. Like, I thought it was like an indication.
Hold on,
that
a couple
when...
more thrusts.
Dear God. Too far. No. But I thought it was like an indication that when he returned from this, that he was going to find somebody else. And like, it was an indication that him and Kendra weren't going to last. And then he was going to, like, keep that from her or something. I don't know. That's what I thought that was.
I'm not
going
to last but... anyway because it was a stupid relationship.
Yeah. Like I said last week, I think that giving them that time in the past at least solidified it a little bit more so that when Carter returns, there's, like, more of a base for them than the 5 minutes they dated before.
Yeah.
But still.
What about yeah, Sisko, not... man?
Yeah, Sisko was the best. Sisko always is the best. But I'm not really looking forward to Carter coming back. I really wasn't a fan of his. He's kind of a douche.
Kind of looks like a douche.
I don't remember if she brought up the barista thing this week or not. Oh, shit. There was something...
Did you know? God, I'm a barista.
There was something... I wish I could remember it now, but there was, like, some show... where someone, like, reminded them of their previous career, and I'm like, oh, it's just, like, the barista bit, and I feel like it was related to these somehow. I don't know. Maybe it was Arrow or something. But, shit. Like, this joke would be so much better if I wasn't being vague and dumb.
This joke would be so much better if I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, like, because I remember thinking I was going to tweet it, and I tried to tweet it, but there's too many characters, but, man, this story's boring. Legends was fine last week. It was an okay episode, but they didn't. Bodega Dim. Do.
This week, Jonah Hex.
Yeah, Jonah Hex, and then I think that'll be a fun episode.
2.0.
Exactly. Like, I'll have the, what was it? He said, I'll have the tea. Dirty. Leave the bag in. Doctor. I miss Eleven. I miss Doctor Who in general. It's coming back in, like, you know, 20 years when the hiatus is over.
I still don't really even follow what's happening with that show, to be honest.
Like, the storylines or the hiatus?
Like, the timeline of who's doing what and when it's coming out.
Oh, yeah. It's... 'cause I think we just get Christmas this year, and that's it. I think it's like that's the only holiday we get this year. And then Jonah Hex is next week, which I think will be fun, but I'm really looking forward to... but I'm going to assume is the episode after that, which is when what they showed in the previews of like the Time Masters going back in the past and trying to kill like younger versions of all the legends.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
We'll get flashback hair Quentin and flashback hair Sarah.
You tweeted
bangs.
That one picture and I couldn't realize who it was for a minute. I'm like, who is that? It looks from... oh.
They did such a good job on his hair there. My favorite flashback hair on Arrow is actually still Malcolm's from that time. It was, like, so, like, wavy and over the top, and oh, it was funny. Let's see. Is there anything else this week in Ramble Time? I don't think there is.
I don't Turtles, think so.
Turtles, there's... I didn't watch
there,
it, so...
There was Turtles, They lost stuff.
Oh, man.
Those poor fellas.
Me
and Kevin will play catch-up next time he's on. So.
There was that new Suicide Squad trailer, which is
just like...
Suicide... You
added a lot of K's into that title, man.
I was thinking about Harley Quinn in the trailer, so I was just very distracted.
Understandable.
Those bits inside, wow, getting weird. Aside, like, it was a really cool trailer. Like, I'm really looking forward to that movie.
Doctor Strange like, trailer popped up, too. It was a good week for trailers.
Like, I know literally nothing about Doctor Strange, but the trailer was really cool, and the music in the trailer was really cool. But the Suicide Squad, like, I hope it does... like, obviously, Batman... versus Superman did really well financially, but like I hope it does good all around just to like shut people up about DC being so terrible.
I saw this one tweet that was like, DC movies have no color, and then they showed, like, a screenshot of Suicide Squad that was, like, looked like it went through paintball and shit, and it was, like, all this color.
I don't know why that's a thing. Like, that's all of, it's like when the Wonder Woman suit was first revealed, they're like, oh, it's not enough color, or even, like...
The Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was gonna say the... when the cast photo of them in their civilian clothes, like, it's not colorful enough. Like, they're just... They look like normal people. Like, why is this a sudden complaint? Like, there's just... people. But I just... I hope it does really good, like, reception-wise. I mean, because I don't think that's always important, obviously, from our discussion, but just because I'm tired of people being like, oh, DC's dead and it sucks, or they need to just restart again, and like, I'm hoping this movie shuts them up, and I think it would be a really neat movie to do it too, because I hate to say like it's an odd choice, but like, you know, it's not one of those most recognizable names.
Yeah,
like it's definitely it's one
like
of their
Guardians
more
Guardians in that regard.
Yeah, it's much more of a risk-taking idea for a movie, so I'm like super excited to see how it does. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like it. It would have to really do something bad for me not to like it, because like all the trailers look awesome, and mainly Harley Quinn. I mean, Will Smith's probably just gonna play Will Smith, but that's okay.
That's all he ever plays, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, Doctor Strange. Like, I would have more to say about it if I knew more about
it.
Other than
I don't know a whole lot either.
But it looks cool. And like it looks like one of those that what I love about the different Marvel movies is like the unique tone and everything, like for each one depending on what their genre is. There was that really funny clip, I'm sure you saw it, of Ant-Man meeting Captain America.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of me. Like, oh god, that scene was so good. It was there was one of the top comments when I first watched it was he was basically Bobby Newport in this scene. And like it's funny when he met Cap and like he turns to Wanda and says, I know you too, you're great. That reminded me of, like, any time you're at a convention and you go to someone's table, and then the person next to you that's also there for autographs is just kind of looking at you. And you're like, you're great too, but I'm at this person's table right now. I mean, I would go to Wanda's table first, to be honest, but still, like, well, it was just funny. So,
imagine the line at Chris Evans' table. It'd just be too
I don't
long.
Know why I just stopped to imagine. Like how your excuse is because of the line for Chris Evans, like the length, and mine is because Wanda's hot. Like can you imagine? Like, I think that's really funny. Like the whole bit I was going for was like, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah. His line would be so long. It would be like, be there all day. All day, son. All day.
My mind right now.
But I think that's honestly it. I'm like stretching for things. I mean, there's a Spider-Man logo. It's called Spider-Man Homecoming. It's about dance. I can't wait for Spider-Man Prom and Spider-Man Winter Formal to close out the trilogy. Which apparently is like
Spider-Man Winter Formal.
it's like their answer to Winter Soldier.
I can't wait for a Spider-Man sock hop. That'll be the best.
Oh my, that's going to be the absolute best one. Spider-Man, Sadie Hawkins dance. It's when they do Spider-Girl. But I don't know. Apparently, like that Homecoming title is about a comic book that happened, but I feel like it's also a nod to Marvel having it again. So, like, we'll see how that goes. Is that kind of weird how unexcited I am about it? Like, it's not like oh, fuck that, but it's like, after all that's happened and all the other things that are happening, and I'm not really excited to go back to high school again for the third time. At least maybe we'll stay there longer, because, like, both of them, the first one started with it, and then Amazing Spider-Man's like, we're going back to high school for 5 minutes, and he's graduating again. It's like, so, I don't know, we'll have to see. And they're doing that 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover. So... that'll be interesting. I think it'll for sure be funny, but I don't know.
I have to go watch movies now.
They're so funny. Like, seriously. Both of those movies are two of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Yeah, I think that's about it. Now it's time for...
Final Things, MP3.
Final Things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
N3P. So next week is TTMF, so if you have any new questions throughout the week, be sure to send them in, and we might answer some of them, we might not, we might forget, we might postpone it. Who knows what will happen?
All I know is next week Flash comes back, and that's all that matters.
Yes, and we're going to find out about Zoom and Gay Jarek and all that. And I don't think Arrow's back next week, but that doesn't matter because Flash is back. But at least Flash is back and all is right with the world again. But then Supergirl's leaving, so it's like a high and a low and a high and a low.
That's my life.